The American Legion is coming to Phoenix. Officials will hold a town hall meeting on Monday, meet with local VA leaders on Tuesday morning, and then open the doors to a crisis center at noon that day at Post 1 in Phoenix. Verna Jones, Director of Veteran Affairs and Rehabilitation, says it'll be open until Friday and will offer a wide range of services.
When a veteran comes in, they'll be able to come in and talk to somebody. They'll triage them, see what their needs are, you know, prioritize those needs for them, and then send them to the on-site appropriate avenues for them.
Now, theoretically, these are the kinds of services that vets would get at the VA, right?
Yes, these are things that are normally done inside the VA. So our line of thinking was, if the VA isn't going to provide those services to veterans timely and adequately, then we're going to bring those services to veterans.
So given the fact that this scandal has been going on for a while, and some folks have known about it for even longer than that, why do this now?
Well, you know, it's not like the American Legion just started advocating for quality health care and timeliness. But when we found out that it was even worse than we thought, of course we didn't know there was a secret waiting list. As the problem escalates, it's definitely time for the American Legion to escalate our advocacy and to heighten what it is that we're doing for veterans.
Without getting too much into VA procedure and logistics and everything, if a veteran comes to your crisis center and says, I need an appointment, how will your workers be able to get that veteran an appointment with a doctor where they weren't able to get that appointment with a doctor just going through the VA?
Right. So what we've asked for is an intake specialist, someone who can come there and take the information and schedule an appointment for that veteran right away. If, in fact, they're not able to do on-site scheduling, we're going to provide some oversight for those veterans who've come through us. We've got a sheet that tells us what services they're seeking, and every veteran who comes to us and they mark down that they ask for an appointment, we're going to contact that veteran back to see if they've gotten an appointment. And if those appointments aren't coming out timely, then the American Legion will have to move to the next step.
What would the next step be?
We'll go back to the VA. We'll go to Congress. We'll go to the White House. We'll go wherever we need to go to make sure that what's happening now doesn't continue to happen and it doesn't happen again.
What are you hoping to hear from the administration at the Phoenix VA?
We want their total commitment. We want their complete buy-in, that they are willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that veterans are seen timely, make sure that they move forward. We can't right the wrongs, but what we want to hear is the VA say that they're totally committed to being transparent, being totally upfront with us, upfront with the veterans, and being totally committed to making sure veterans are served the way they're supposed to be.
Have you done this in other cities before, set up a crisis center like this?
This is our first crisis center. Now, we've gone out and done several town hall meetings, but this is our very first crisis center, and this crisis center in Phoenix will be the template for more of those crisis centers to come, because as more and more allegations and more unethical scheduling procedures are being exposed, the need for a center like this is going to grow, and we're ready for that.
Verna Jones is the Director of Veteran Affairs and Rehabilitation with the American Legion in Washington, D.C.